Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 22nd, 2017. The strike at the Berlin Charité Hospital is continuing today. Verdi speaker Andreas Spahnemann explained yesterday that there is no agreement in sight. Verdi speaks of several hundred strikers who were able to participate thanks to an agreement that ensures medical coverage for patients. According to Charité, only 70 people are on strike. About every second surgery had to be postponed since Monday, which is a liability for the patients. Emergencies are treated as usual. Verdi wants more staff and a minimum number of seats at each station. The legendary Thai Visa food market in Wilmersdorf is threatened by closure. For 20 years, private people have cooked Asian food inside of the Preußenpark and sold it to bypassers. The market became so popular over the years that it is mentioned in many tour guides. The problem is that the Thai visa arrangement violates several rules, as the vendors do not have business or health certifications, and they don't take responsibility for removing the garbage. Residents of the area have been complaining about the noise and the dirt for years. So far, the authorities have done little to stop the activities, as they have to wear uniforms and cannot perform surprise controls. The Bezirksamt Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf now wants to change the situation by 2019. Either there could be a partial legalization by implementing a few official stands or a complete ban with regular and strict controls. The 44th Berlin Marathon will be held this weekend. The event will cause major traffic hiccups across multiple central districts in Berlin until Sunday afternoon, but there will be about 30 crossing points for pedestrians that will be guarded by volunteers. Police recommend to use public transport where possible. 60,000 runners are expected. And for more information on road closures and crossing points, please check out our show notes. Six actors who are calling themselves Müll and the Gang want to raise awareness on illegal garbage disposals in the streets in a fun and engaging way. They dress up as Müll cowboys or garbage cowboys, carrying red brooms and wearing cowboy boots to clean up dirty mattresses, broken TVs, dog poo, and other trash from the streets. They've already performed in Kreuzberg and are expected to show up in Neukölln this weekend. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.